It seems like it's graduation season in Nigeria, that's university graduation. So everywhere on social media, you see people saying, "Oh, I'm done with my final paper, I'm signing out," or LLB in the bag, BSc in the bag. Everywhere, basically, it feels like lots of people are graduating from uni finally. And it also made me just think about when I graduated from school. So I graduated. Technically, I was supposed to graduate in 2019, but because I went to a federal school, I think I ended up graduating January 2020. And it just made me think about how I felt when I was graduating, the mixed feelings I had. On one hand, I was really excited to be done with school, but I had like a lot of questions, a lot of uncertainties and anxieties about school. And I feel like many people who are graduating might be in that same boat right now. There's excitement in your heart. Finally, you've finished your bachelor's program, but there's still like, okay, what am I going to do with my life in the future? What would the future look like? What would the future hold? So I know some of these questions are on many people's minds. And so I'm going to try my best to just provide some insight in this episode. So if you're interested in this kind of stuff, if you just graduated from school or you're in your final year, or basically you're just in uni and you're wondering what life post uni holds, or even if you're just serving, I don't know, I'm hoping that this conversation today will give you some insight as to how to approach the future and the uncertainties and all the decisions you have to make. Without further ado, let's get right into it. Welcome to a new episode of Big Sister Conversations, a show for people in their teens or 20s who want to grow in their faith, strengthen their relationships, and make better choices. Walking this journey with you is your big sister, Eniola. Before we get into today's conversation, please subscribe to the podcast so that you can find it easily when you want to listen again. You can also subscribe to our newsletter to become a part of the community. You'll receive encouraging and personal emails every month from your big sister to keep you hopeful and inspired. The link is in the show notes. I try to preempt some of the questions you guys may have based on my experience when I was a fresh graduate. Plus, I also got a couple of questions from friends who are recent graduates, and I will try to address the questions in this episode. But I'll just give a disclaimer that everything I'm sharing here is based on my experience, the experiences of my friends. None of it is like cast in cement. It's just advice. You can take it as it fits your own life. You don't have to follow everything I'm saying. It's just advice. It's just, oh, this is how it worked for me. This is how I approach it. Or this is what I know now about this situation. So it's not advice that I'm like, you have to follow hook, line, sinker. It's just advice. It's insights, basically. So one of the questions I got a lot had to do with NYSC. So people are like, should I go for NYSC? When should I go for NYSC? Should I influence my posting? And I'm just going to try and address it. In case you don't know what NYSC is, assuming you're not Nigerian, it means National Youth Service Corps. It's basically a mandatory one-year program for fresh graduates to give back to the government, give back to their society, and also get to know a little more about their country. That's all that NYSC is. So because it's mandatory, people that are asking, should I go at all? I'll just say yes, because it's your civic duty to your government. It's a very simple thing. I know you feel like it might be a waste of time. It might derail you from your plans and everything. It's just 365 days. When you look at it, it's not such a long time. I remember when I first started NYSC, and it just seemed like, oh my God, 1 year is going to stretch forever. You guys, I served over a year ago. Like, I'm just trying to show you how fast time flew. Like, I started serving in 2021, and this is 2023. So obviously I'm done. Like, it just flew so fast. I didn't even know. Of course, I felt every single day. I remember counting down. I spoke to a friend who is serving recently, and she was telling me, oh, 4 months left, 4 months left. So, I mean, you feel it, but it's just a year. It's not as long as the duration you spend trying to get your bachelor's degree. So just go for it. You don't want it to come back and bite you in the butt later in the future. I know people who didn't serve. You know them too, popular people who didn't serve, and then, you know, they got into ministerial positions and it was leaked to the press that they didn't serve, and it caused a bit of a scandal. So you don't want that. Just serve. It's 1 year. Your life will not be derailed because of the 1 year. Just do it and move on with your life. When should you go? Advice to just go right after school, because I feel like when you're out of school and you're done with NYSC, it kind of just frees you up to do what you want. But when there's NYSC hanging on your neck, you still keep thinking, oh, I have NYSC. Plus, if you're the type that wants to pursue a master's program, if you're the type that wants to do something else or get married, or I don't know, I just feel like just getting your NYSC out of the way frees you up. So my advice is, right after school, please go for your NYSC, unless you're a law student and you have to go to law school first, or maybe you're a medical student and you have to go for your, I think it's called housemanship, or a pharmacy student and you have to go for your internship. Those ones, those are exceptions. Many times you have to do these things before NYSC. I know that even with law school, for instance, you might not be able to go to law school immediately, maybe because of a backlog or a quota problem, whatever it is. So in some instances, some people may serve before they go for law school, but it doesn't matter. As soon as possible, just get it out of the way. So yeah, should you influence your posting? This is a very interesting question, because I think it's not a yes or a no answer. The answer is it depends. It depends. First of all, if you're a believer, is God asking you to serve specifically in a place? There's that. But if God hasn't said anything about it and you haven't prayed about it, then it means you should pray about it. But if you have prayed and you don't feel a particular leading, then you can use wisdom to guide your decision. So for me, when I was done, I served, after uni, I went to law school in Abuja. And I liked the city, so I figured, okay, I want to stay back and serve in Abuja. Plus, Abuja was kind of close to home for me, so I wanted to serve in Abuja. But then I got a job offer in Lagos, and my sister lives in Lagos, and I didn't have accommodation in Abuja. So I just knew that, okay, I wanted Lagos. I mean, I have a job in Lagos. I have a place to stay in Lagos. I have family in Lagos, so why not Lagos? So I influenced my aunt. Thankfully, glory be to God, I was able to serve in Lagos. So I influenced my aunt. I turned out for the better. Serving in Lagos really helped me. So I'm grateful that I influenced mine. But what helped my decision, for instance, was considering job opportunity. Like for a lawyer, working in Abuja, I wasn't going to earn so much. But in Lagos, this one, I had a very good job offer from a very good company. So why not? Then also where to stay. Then another thing that can also influence your decision is church. So maybe if you have a church, like my church is a global church, we have branches in different cities, not every city, but different cities, not every city yet, but in different cities. So let's say I was going to serve now, the church I attend now, it would be a big factor as to where I want to serve, because I would still want to stay plugged into my spiritual address, my local assembly. So that could also influence your posting. If your church is global, maybe you attend somewhere like maybe the Covenant Nation or Elevation Church or RCCG. I'm just trying to think of churches that I think are somewhat, they have more than one branch. So maybe that could influence. It might not be the only thing, but I think it's strong enough for you to consider. Because one of the problems I had, right, with law school was going to Abuja. I was even in Abuja City. If you know where law school is in Abuja, it's almost Niger State. I had limited access to being in a Christian community. It was going to take extreme effort for me to get to church. I didn't like the churches around. Not like they were bad. I just did not feel them. So I didn't go to church for the entire duration that I was in law school, which is not quite a long time because technically it was COVID. So I was in law school for like 3 months. But yeah, I actually didn't go to church for those 3 months. And even after law school, it was difficult for me to get myself back to church. So I wouldn't advise you to go to a place where you might struggle with being planted into a local assembly. So should you influence your posting? It depends. Consider your church, consider job, consider where you stay, consider job opportunities, the prospect of earning. Yeah, think about it and then make a decision. Plus, the thing we post in is last is in God's hand. Even if you influence it, I know lots of people who paid heavily and they were not able to influence their posting. Maybe they wanted Abuja and then they gave them like a Kano or something. So last, right, it's still in God's hand. You can influence, but just trust that God will do the best. If he wants you to go to that place, then he would open that door. But you can influence if he's not leading you not to. Then another person says, should I pursue a master's program right after graduating from uni? Well, from personal experience, I know some people did right after Right after their undergrad, some people went for a master's program straight up without even doing NYSC, and for some people, immediately after NYSC, they pursued a master's program. So honestly, it just depends on you. And again, you're a believer, so some of these questions you might have to just pray about them before you know what to do. But from just perspective of wisdom, I'd say at least go for your NYSC first before pursuing a master's program. You need to rest. Your brain has been cooking for like 4 or 5 years or even 6 years. You need to take a break, at least in my opinion. So I graduated January 2020. I resumed law school. Was it February or March? I can't remember. But I resumed law school either February or March 2020. And it was really stressful for me. Like, I had no break. I had no rest in between. I broke down multiple times. Even though law school was ended up being like from home because of COVID, it was still difficult for me. If not for COVID, I don't think I'd have made it through law school. I was burned out. So you might need to rest. Just jumping straight from your undergrad into a graduate program, it might be too much for you to handle. You may think, oh, there was ASU strike, I'm fine. Honestly, you might not be fine. You might actually not be fine. Like, I really, really wish that I had space in between uni and law school. But thankfully, there was COVID, so that made a difference for me. So I wouldn't advise you to just jump straight. Take your time, rest, recuperate. Also, one of the things I've realized is, many times when you're fresh out of uni, you don't even know what you want to do. It's not everybody that has a clear-cut career path. Many people are still confused. And just from exposing yourself to a different environment, like your work environment, can help you determine the kind of career path you want to follow. It was working. So I finished uni 2020. This is 3 years later. And it's just now that I'm discovering the kind of career path I want. And it came from being exposed to the work environment. So the jobs I do now, the kind of jobs I've done, they have helped me realize, oh, I don't like this. Oh, I think I really like this and I want to build a career. So my personal advice is, even after NYSC, maybe take a year and just get really immersed in the work environment. I know people say, Once you've tested working life, it might be difficult for you to go back to school. That's true. I won't deny that. But I feel like if you set a goal for yourself, oh, I'm just going to take 2 years and then I'll try, that could help. But if you really, really want to go, at least just to NYSC first. That's just my advice. Another question is, how do I know which job to take? So you're fresh out of school. Maybe you're a tech bro, a tech sis. You're already having multiple job offers. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe you're such a very valuable asset to the work industry and people are already telling you, come and work with us, come and work with us. I'd say that you should pray about it, because, you know, God wants to lead you. So take your dilemma to God and allow him lead you, allow him show you which job to take and which one not to take. God is your father, the Holy Spirit is your guide. Allow him help you decipher what to do. But some things that could also help is, what are your long-term goals? Taking a job should influence or push your long-term goals. So don't just take a job because of money. Consider what it will do for you 5 years from now. Also consider the impact it would have on your relationships, on even your relationship with God. So I remember I told you that I got an offer from a company. It wasn't an offer actually, because I didn't serve as a full-time staff, but I wasn't an intern either. I was just an NYSC person, but I ended up doing the job of a full-time staff. And that particular job, I took it, but I couldn't continue after NYSC because it was affecting my relationships, it was affecting my spiritual life, it was affecting my mental health, and it wasn't in line with my long-term goals. So I quit. It was like a very calculated decision. I had thought about it for months. I'm like, nah, I can't continue with this job anymore. The pay was okay. The reputation from working in such a lovely company was there, but it didn't agree with my long-term goals. I didn't want to be an accountant, so there was no point. There was no point shouldering it for 2 to 3 years, knowing that I don't want to write ICANN, I don't want to write ACCA, because they're already telling me, oh, why don't you go down that path? I'm like, I did not study law for 6 years, come and switch to accounting. I cannot do that. My degree will not waste. So for me, I knew that I wanted to use my degree, but not as an accountant. So that helped me know that even when they offered me a full-time position after NYSC, I knew that I wasn't going to take it. So yeah, these are some of the things to check. Just check your personality too. I like interacting with people. The job, I know that I enjoy the job more when I have to talk to clients and all, but all the behind the scene accounting works and the meeting and the pressure and the deadlines, it just sits well with me. It made me really stressed. I get anxious easily. And so it felt like my blood pressure was constantly up. Maybe not, it was just a perception, but yeah, the job did not agree with the kind of person I am. And I just left it after NYSC. So yeah, consider some of these things before you take a job. Also, maybe speak with people that already work in the company or are familiar, and then they can provide you with some insight. But just to summarize everything I've said here, whether in deciding, first of all, pray. Secondly, check your long-term goals. Check the impact it could have on your spiritual life, on your friendships. Consider your personality type. And yeah, that could help you. Another question is, how do I handle the changing dynamics of my friendships and relationships, as school is ending? I feel like this one might require a special episode on itself. Maybe I would ask some of my friends to come on the show and then we'll just talk about how our friendship has changed over time. Because honestly, like graduating from school really changes your friendships. I'm like, it really changes your friendships because these people, you spend every day with them. You guys are in the same hostel, maybe same class, maybe same church, same university environment, and then you graduate and you're just scattered around the world. I have friends in the UK, I have friends in Nigeria, I have friends in different places in Nigeria. I have friends in the US, I have friends everywhere, literally. And so did it affect our friendship? Yes, it did. It really did. But how do you handle it? Just to summarize my answer, I'd say you have to just learn to be flexible. Your friendship will not remain the same. You have to accept this and be willing to, in quotes, go with the flow. You need to be more intentional than you were in uni if you want your friendships to survive. But you cannot also have the same expectations you had as an undergraduate. Things will change. You guys may not be able to talk every day. You might just talk once in 2 weeks, once a month. But that's just life. That's adulting, honestly. It's not convenient. It's not nice. It would be nice to talk every week, every day. But you're busy, your friends are busy. When I was working in that company doing NYSC, the only time I could talk to my friends was Saturday and Sunday. During the week is impossible because I'm leaving the house by 6, I'm back from work by 10 p.m. At what point in time do you want me to talk to you? And I'm not the only one. My friends equally have that that kind of lifestyle. Now my schedule is a little more flexible. I can talk to my friends whenever, but they are not even free. So it will change. That's what I'll just tell you. It will change. You just have to give your friends grace and love. If you haven't read the last newsletter I sent, I think you should check it out. That would also help you. You just have to be more patient and flexible with your friends because things will be different. Another question here says, how do I handle graduation as a single person? So I remember when I graduated and they were saying stuff like, oh, okay, you graduated, but where's your man? They didn't say it outright, but there was this implication. So I feel like that's what the person is talking about. Like, how do I handle graduation? But then everybody expects me to be in a relationship aspire, done with school. Oh yeah, where's the person you want to be with? No pressure. That's just what I would say. No pressure. No pressure with that. I'm getting married in a few weeks. And we did not meet in school. We did not meet in school. We met in church. We met when I was serving. So, and we didn't even meet in NYSC camp. We met in church. So there are different places to meet people. I know people that met in NYSC camp. I know people that met while they were doing their masters. I know people that met at work. There's so many places to meet people. It's easier to meet people in uni, yes, but it doesn't mean that's the end. So no pressure. God is very creative. There are different ways you can bring your partner to you. Just stay open, stay believing, stay trusting, kill pressure, kill pressure, kill pressure, kill pressure, right? It's not bad if you graduate and you don't have a partner. It's not even bad if you're 30 and you're single. It's not a bad thing. Just trust that God will bring your person and kill pressure, honestly. Okay, just one more question. How do I find a community that keeps my spiritual rhythms going? So this is like you're in school, maybe you belong to a fellowship or a church, and there's just this fear like, okay, so how do I, because people say that when you come out of school, if you're not careful, your spiritual life will be very substandard. You hear people say things like, older people, when I was in school, I was on fire for Jesus. When I was in school, I had a lot of energy. What did I not do? And then you'll be looking at them now. They rarely go to church or they just manage to drag themselves to church now. and you're wondering what happened and you don't want that to be you, it's a very valid concern. It's a very valid fear. But God places solitary in families. This is a verse of scripture that I think you can hold on to. When I was graduating, I came from a very close-knit church in uni. Like, I'd been in this church from 100 level to 500 level. And so leaving school and leaving that city, because law school took me to Abuja, I knew that chances that I'd be back to that particular church was really slim for me. I have friends that stayed back. I have friends that are still members even after graduating. That was their path. For me, I knew that I did not think I was going to stay back in that city. So I had that fear. I was worried, like, which church would I go to? Where will I find another church family, like this church family? How would I fit in? I've been with these people for 5 years. These are my family members. How would I make it work? But honestly, God came through for me. Because when I went to law school, like I said, I didn't have a church family. Then NYSC, I remember deliberately saying, okay, you know what? I'm tired of not going to church. I need to find a church. So I moved to Lagos for NYSC. And I'd heard so much about a church on a couple of churches on social media. So I said to visit them. And before I'd even gone to the third church, I found a church that I wanted to stay in. So, and that was it. I've been in that church since 2021. So, yeah. And okay, I'd actually been following the church subtly since 2020 on social media. So when I came to Lagos, I'm like, let me check them out. Checked out a bunch of churches and I'm like, oh, this one works for me. So don't worry about it. If God placed you in your fellowship or in your church as an undergrad, do you think that it doesn't have another spiritual family that you can belong to somewhere else in a different city? Shouldn't even worry. Even if you're leaving the country, God can place you in a church that would be right for you. Just trust him. So long as you are aligned to his plan and his will for your life, trust that God will place you where you need to be. I had no idea. If you had told me when I was graduating that I'd be in this church, I didn't even know the church existed. I didn't even know the church existed. So if I could go back and tell myself something as regards my worry about church, it would be trust God. There's always this thing they say, God cannot mismanage your life. He cannot. Like, I had no idea this is where I would be. And honestly, this is the best church for me. This is the best place for me. I couldn't have picked a better church. I'm so grateful for my local assembly. But it did not come from calculation or manipulation or worry. I didn't even know that I would be in this church. God just ordained and ordered my steps in such a way that I found home. And I'm believing for you that you will find home too. You just need to know how to pick a good church that would help you. And I'll just run through briefly. So just find a church that is Bible believing, gospel believing. They believe the gospel. Look at how their approach to money, right? Like, how do they talk about money? In what position do they put money? How mission-minded are they? What kind of doctrines do they believe? I feel like some of these things will guide you in selecting the right church. This episode is not for that. So yeah, but just trust God. Trust God that he will lead you to the right church. I wasn't able to answer every single question that you guys may have, but I'd leave you with this. Why are you trying to figure out your next steps? Why are you trying to figure out whether to take this job offer or to turn down this offer or to pursue a master's or to not pursue a master's? I'm just trusting that God will lead you, God will guide you, and he will show you the way. One of the biggest advice I'll give anybody who's just graduating is to trust God and stick with God. Trust the God you know. Stick with him. He hasn't let you down in the past 4 or 5 years of uni. He won't let you down now. You will look back and see that some of the dilemmas you had, God was already working behind the scenes and he was sorting you out such that you just arrive at this destination and realize all your worry was in vain because God had sorted you out already. That's my biggest advice. Stick with God. Trust God. Everything will be fine. Thank you for listening to this episode of Big Sister Conversations. If you liked it, please rate and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @Eniola_Adeko to keep up with me and keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember that God loves you and I'm rooting for you.